Anybody
Sanders go
yet?
Back again?
Anybody score yet?
Well,
no.
That's your address.
I can see it through there.
Tell me when you're ready.
It's like looking through pickle brine, isn't it, Pat?
That's right.
It's like Joe taking the limo tour and with all the people in the car during a Christmas light tour, and they were all fogged up so you couldn't see.
Like being trapped inside of a jar of pickles.
The dumbest thing ever.
All right, here we go.
Look on TV, same bullshit.
We can never start the show with this profanity.
We can.
Hit the damn theme.
I'm writing a note to edit that one out.
Hit the theme.
Here we go. Let's go to pickle juice.
Hey, last week.
Yes.
Last week, you started the inaugural Monday Night Sports Talk with a concern about your watches. Your wife's watches all needed new batteries.
Yes.
And your contention was, I'm not buying 11 watch batteries. You're only I'm going to settle for four. You came up with four.
Pick out four you want, honey.
Well, all the way from Fort Myers, Florida, we get your help. Bob Getters from Fort Myers, Florida writes, I have a tip on how to save your watch battery. And he linked me to a... an industry newsletter called Jewel Smith.
Okay.
And it's all you do is you pull the stem out of the watch. That means the battery isn't being used. And then when you want to use the watch, you push the stem back in. Bing, bang, boom.
I'll be dipped in doggy poop.
That's
I had no idea that.
How long should my watch battery last? I'm not going to read that. I'm not interested. But
by
pull
the
stem.
Did you ever hear of this jeweler in Highland Park? Moeller?
I have.
Moeller?
He apparently was a listener. Is he a sponsor? Why isn't he a sponsor?
He is a sponsor. Of
he
course
is
he's a sponsor.
A sponsor. He called me up and said, he'll give me a deal on all 11 batteries.
Really?
So,
well, then just leave the stem out.
Buy 10, get the 11th
right.
For free.
There it is. They raised damn near $5,000 for the Children's Cancer Research Fund just on watch battery sales in September.
Yes, I should have known then because I wouldn't mind. I'm all in favor of cancer research for children.
I think you are. Are you?
I got to bring up now that you brought it up. Before I forget, we have another domestic issue this week.
Oh no,
the domestic corner.
So
I love
it. Here we go, and I'll ask you for your answer before I give you the punchline. So. The wife has been very upset that there's no way to contact me at the Star Tribune. I don't have an email there because I got hacked 2 years ago, and I said they wanted me to do all this stuff, and I said, nah, just forget it, because I had the Hubbard email. Now I don't have the Hubbard email. So there was no – and the phone number, I have never answered it in the 5 years we've been in that building because it's – I don't know what's wrong with it. So anyway, she ran into the night of the Pavic thing. She ran into Chris Carr, the sports editor of the Star Tribune, and had just enough liquor in her to tell him they got to figure something out. And her and he came up with this solution of contact sports at Star Tribune and put Ricey on the subject line. So now I'm saying...
I already got the answer.
A couple of weeks ago. So now I'm saying that they started this a couple of weeks ago, and I'm getting five emails a day from usually people older than me, but I'm getting them. And so I said to her 2 nights ago, I said, if you promise to be gracious, if you promise to just accept this and say, okay, dear husband.
There we go.
Thank you.
That ain't going to happen.
I will tell you something. And she said, I can't make that promise. So anyway, I told her that, hey, this plan of yours, this 2 years of harassment has paid off.
Yep.
And it's worked out for us. And I just want to thank you for that. And I want you to be gracious. 8 minutes about what a dummy I was for not having a way. She couldn't do it.
Right.
She couldn't accept praise.
Right.
Couldn't accept praise without going back to my failings.
Right.
How would have that been handled at the home in St. Paul?
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Let me see if I got the facts straight here. She's desiring of being able to reach you when you're at the paper.
No, she thought... People who wanted to call.
Oh, that was her needing to reach
you. She wanted the public to be able to call, send me a message saying, hey, you know, this great player at some place.
Right. I thought it was her, and I was going to say, you have a cell phone.
No. You missed the punchline.
I did.
It was just for the public to contact me. Yeah. And she was about once every 2 weeks, she said, you ever figure that out? You know what she's doing?
She's trying to protect your brand.
Yes, but.
Protect your brand.
Yeah. The bottom line is, why not just accept the praise and go on and say, well, thank you, Patrick.
Right.
I'm glad that all worked out.
Right.
No chance.
No,
I had no
chance.
When I started the whole spiel.
Doesn't work that
I
way.
I knew it had no chance. No chance. So.
Are you now the world's greatest PJ Fleck fan? Or are you trolling people by saying he's moving to the Trojans?
Which is pretty good.
Okay. Phil Fleck, as we call him.
Yeah.
Which offends people. Listen, Joel, Twitter's real name should be Agitation.
Right.
Agitate instead of, you know, we started the whole agitate. Twitter is made for that. And I have discovered there is no greater, easier group to agitate than Gopher football fans.
Oh, no question.
Particularly when they're being successful. And with Phil, who I started teasing from the beginning because he was so over the top. And so, yes, as they were trouncing Nebraska, I had three or four. The first one
and Southern Cal was losing at Notre Dame.
What a great day it was for Phil because he was up by 14 at halftime, or he was up by 14 early, and Notre Dame was and Southern Cal was down by 14 at halftime, which means the job will be open. His job, and that's then. There's a guy from Cincinnati named Luke Fickell who was briefly the interim at
Ohio State,
and. I've been tweeting regularly, future Gopher coach Luke Fickell got another victory today. And they're like catching sunnies in the,
showing the hook. They're showing the hook and they jump in the bucket.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Well, what I love,
when they get angry and, start making fat jokes and stuff like that. I really love it. They've really played into my hand.
But they don't get that, you know, years ago when we were on the radio show, you had the Richard Pitino prop plane every time there was a college basketball
That's
opening.
That's right. Yeah. We would tweet out the prop plane going to Iowa State. We had him. We even had him going to get football jobs at minor schools. But anyway, yeah. By the way, the Gophers' next two opponents?
Rutgers and who?
Rutgers and Maryland were outscored 74-14 by Indiana and Purdue this weekend. Wow. So they're going to be 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
PJ's going to be 8-0, and God love them.
Won't they go to a real bowl at that point?
Yeah.
A bowl with maybe named after a fruit or a flower?
They're going to go 9-3. They're going to go probably at least to the Citrus Bowl. Popped out.
So with each win, the quality of bowl takes a giant leap.
Plus, he's got a good national reputation because, I was watching the end of that game Saturday, and basically it was 30 minutes of PJ rowing the boat and the whole thing. That's all they talked about. So it's good nationally. But you can confirm, as a former partner on the ride with Ricey, I never said he couldn't coach.
No, you never did.
I just said he was a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
So
you didn't like the antics.
No, how many people showed up at Saturday night?
I don't know.
I guess 40 or so. Nebraska doesn't pack them in anymore. You know,
but I mean the weather was so foul.
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed in the student turnout.
Really?
Apparently,
yeah.
I was downtown both Friday and Saturday at the other gig. Nebraska showed up at the bars.
They were in the bars.
Oh, my God.
When was the zombie pub crawl?
That was Saturday night.
And so did the Nebraskans find themselves in the middle of that travesty?
Well, that didn't get over till
about,
the game didn't get over till
10:30 or something like that. Yeah, it was late. But they
did you witness any of the zombie pub crawl?
I did. In fact, I told Rookie before the show started, there was a skirmish on the street in front of our establishment.
Yeah.
And, oh, really? A good fight.
They brought him back in to help him get cleaned up while he was waiting, and he was bleeding, and I said, wow, your blood looks so authentic. And he said, I'm going to fight you, jerk.
You even sound like a zombie.
You know, the only trouble with making downtown fight jokes is every once in a while somebody pulls out a weapon.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
That's the,
right.
You know, just every once
that's
in a while.
That's the last rung on the dating ladder.
Yeah, right.
You fail everything, zombie. You go to the zombie pub crawl.
But not far from Furbies or Furries or whatever.
Yeah, those are right those things. And then
we had a new one, didn't we?
You dress up like Chewbacca.
With inanimate objects.
That's it.
I found one. I noticed this. You know, the Uptown for years had the Rocky Horse Show on at midnight on Saturdays, Fridays and Saturdays. And early in my dating period with Mrs. Ricey, mm-hmm. I took her to that.
Oh, yeah.
She was not bemused, and we lasted about 20 minutes. But I saw what their midnight show is now. Mm-hmm. Only you and I are old enough to remember this. 1958, The Blob.
Oh, really? Wasn't that Steve McQueen?
Might have been.
The Blob.
I mean, but it's one of those horror movies where they would invent anything to attack the population that didn't cost a lot of money.
Sure, right.
And this was basically a bowl of jelly.
Going
through
half
the countryside.
Half a mile an hour.
Going through the countryside, people running away.
So the focus group
to get
was
sucked into the blob.
What could be terrorizing? I don't get some jello.
Steve McQueen and Annetta Corso.
Steve McQueen was in there. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Man, that might have been his first.
Man, my memory's good.
That Holy is mackerel. Pretty damn good. You had to go to the Blob as a youth.
I probably saw the Blob on TV.
Yeah, you might have saw it as a youth. 58? How old were you?
I would have been 8.
Yeah, well, didn't you go to goofy movies then? My old man, I went to every one of those goofy horror movies with the old man. He'd
but
fall
the
asleep.
Special effects were really not up to what they are today.
Well, because the budget was $110,000.
Really?
The storyline concerns a growing corrosive alien amniobile entity that crashes to Earth from outer space inside a meteorite.
Okay.
It devours and dissolves citizens in the small communities of Phoenixville and Downington, Pennsylvania, growing larger, redder, and more aggressive.
Every time it eats something, it gets bigger. And that was pretty much this concept of everything we had going across the planet there to eat us back in the days of those movies. Yes. My favorite was the one Mel had on. All the time, and it was like the monoliths, and they were like big, you know, just rods of nothingness. But they were, remember those? They
were vaguely remembering
going through the prairie. They were just, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Where the hell they come from? You know? God, we had great movies back then.
Did you see The Joker?
Not yet.
Are you going to?
It is so over the top. That I don't know, but I might go some matinee with the chance to walk out if I want to.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I have no plans to.
I have no desire to.
Did you see? Now, I don't think any of us are the Saturday Night Live fans we used to be.
No.
But they had a skit this week. A guy was the Joker, except he was Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was the Grouch, and he was going out and killing Sesame Street characters because they were bad people. The Grouch. It was pretty damn funny. I just saw somebody tweet it out, and I looked at the video. It was pretty good.
It's on in the other room, but the curtain's down. I don't know if you can see it.
Right, a commercial.
The Wilder playing Ottawa today.
Zip, zip.
Yep, still
scoreless. Zip, zip. This club has really, really got some issues.
Well, they don't have much scoring punch.
They don't have any.
No. And
they're all journeymen.
You know what's amazing is Fenton, before he got fired, gave a 3-year contract to that 31-year-old Zuccarello.
Mm-hmm.
Who thought this team needed another 30-some-year-old guy with a multi-year contract?
Right.
That's not what they needed. They needed some ute. They needed some ute.
Every one of the guys on the team can play in the NHL. Mm-hmm. But they've got 20 guys who are just 20 guys who can play in the NHL.
Yes.
Yeah. You need separation.
Dumba's a higher level, don't you think?
I think so, yeah. I've always been a Dumba fan.
Yeah,
Parisi and Suter don't do anything for me.
Not anymore.
No.
They did a lot for owner Leopold, though. They filled that place up for 7 years. It's over. The honeymoon's over.
You think it is over?
Yeah, by all accounts, it's over.
Well, they packed a grand more than capacity for the home opener.
They did. That's what they announced. I was told by Maka that that they have a couple of weekday games in November that aren't doing too well.
Well, when they come home Sunday to Montreal, it's a 4 p.m. start. I don't know why
they'll have a pretty good crowd. They'll have a good crowd. Sunday afternoons.
But last year, St. Louis went from worst to first.
During the season, they were not anticipated to be as bad as they were at the middle of the season.
The puck bounces the right way for you a couple times. Sure. You're a hot goalie.
They'd have to get a lot of those bounces off the side that came over in front of them for an empty net because they only scored 215 goals last year in the modern NHL. That's terrible.
Does seven goals against Pittsburgh determine a hot goalies? A hot goalie or goalies because he was replaced?
I don't know. I did not focus on that too hard.
You were too busy agitating the Copperheads.
By the way, is Greeny on today?
I haven't heard the play-by-play.
I don't know.
I think their problem is they haven't had Greeny on the analysis.
Really? I guess I didn't notice.
Greeny, they got like four of them, and Greeny's hasn't been used yet.
What about Kurtz? Is he gone?
Kurtz's not doing as many road games.
Is Paul Allen doing these games?
He's doing
not till after football.
He's doing a few. They got about three, four different guys.
Yeah.
Too bad Canada's not around anymore to say, "Hey, gang, the Wild's got the puck down in the left of the
passed it to number 12."
That's who they need. I admire greatly. That's why Al Shaver was the best announcer Minnesota's ever had in any sport. Yeah. Because it's by far the hardest sport to do, right?
Hockey, for sure.
Yeah. Who's on the ice? That's right. The first thing.
You guys sure as hell would know.
Here's the pitch. Boof glaring in.
He's glaring in.
Wide. Inside, not wide. Inside, ball. I think he called it a strike.
He
did. Didn't?
See,
was he raising his hand for it? Looked like a strike to me. One and one. This is not as easy as you think it is when you listen to Gordo all summer.
Then I started the story about the construction of Interstate 75, which you weren't interested in.
Tell us about Building 75.
Joe, if you're going to run down to Tin City, you got to hit 41 at the right time, two for one at Sharky's.
That was great.
Yeah, unbelievable. Oh,
just think if you guys would not have done that, you would not have the respect.
You know what? Ryan Pressly, you saw how upset Ryan Pressly was when he got hooked after one batter last night. That was us. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to do two.
We didn't get two.
They gave us the hook after one. They gave us the hook after one inning. I think Gordo just said, I don't even think there was a consultation. I think Gordo just said, "Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah. Good to see you guys."
Thank you.
Were the Twins then on KSTP?
Yeah, we were.
In fact, it was the first year, wasn't it? Let's introduce.
It could have been, sure.
Man, boy, we screwed that up.
That didn't work out too much. Yeah, Gordo basically.
You know what's wrong? They trusted us.
That's right. Yeah. Gordo turned around and said, "Fat, dumb, and stupid is no way to go through life, boys. That's it. So, see you later."
We should have sent that audition tape to the Wild.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know who the hell's got the puck, but good luck to him here. You know.
I just fear that the attendance is going to plummet.
Well, man alive, it's been fantastic.
I know.
18 years of
sellouts.
They've had 10 non-sellouts, maybe 12 in 18 years. I don't think it's going to last. So. It'll be a downswing for a couple of years. So. The only trouble is, in the modern era, once people get out of the habit of going, it's hard to get them back into the habit. The Gophers have discovered that in several sports.
The Vikings seem to have reached a new level, huh?
Well, I might as well make the announcement now.
All right.
What? What breaking
shocking,
news do you have?
Shocking situation with the sports person of the week.
Really?
Stephon Diggs, 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. How about that?
Last week, because he was discontented. This week, because he caught 3 touchdown passes for, 170 yards or something?
Mm-hmm. 3 touchdowns.
Are we going to have a sports person of the week?
Yes.
Did we determine that last week?
And some week it may not be Stephon Diggs.
Right.
But so far, last week it was for him being disillusioned. This week it was for him being fantastic.
Who do they have next Sunday? Detroit?
In Detroit.
And tonight Detroit's at Green Bay.
Yes.
For the
Monday
night
football. So we're getting to play them on a Monday night. They aren't nearly as good as people. There is, if the Detroit Lions did not exist, the Minnesota Vikings would not be known as a very successful franchise.
Mm-hmm.
They're the reason Bud's in the Hall of Fame. Mike Tice went 8-0 against the Detroit Lions.
Really?
Brad Childress went 8-1 against the Detroit Lions.
How's
and
the Zim
both,
done?
Remember, Zimmons lost a couple, right? Yeah,
including
and
a couple on Thanksgiving.
The 1 year he lost went 0-2 against
the
Lions.
Hey, do we got Zim?
Not until after 2 o'clock.
Oh.
We should have Zim. He should be. I wonder. He might have a little enthusiasm today.
I was
though,
just going to say. I heard him after yesterday's game on the radio.
He had a lilt in his voice.
I don't think he has a sense of humor.
You think not?
I'm trying to seek it, and I don't seek it. I don't sense it. I don't gather that he has a sense of humor.
He loves being asked questions. I know about Kirk Cousins' radio show. He's a big fan of that.
Yes, but he liked taunting everybody about. Cousins about the guy from the Eagles.
Zach Brown saying
mm-hmm. Eagles, Cousins was the weak link of the team. Mm-hmm. He played with them in Washington. Right? Mm-hmm. I told Judd and Collar and the boys today, obviously Zach Brown is a listener to the Vikings Daily Show on Score North. Now these guys making fun of Zach Brown for belittling Cousins is the greatest sign of hypocrisy I've ever seen. They bashed him since day one this season, haven't they?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Along with most of the fan base.
Yes, but fan base.
Including you.
Yeah, I admitted yesterday he played very well.
He's had two great games.
But I want to see it against the Bears in a meaningful game.
Well, it was a meaningful game yesterday.
Sure.
That team won the Super Bowl last time they were here, didn't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think he's got his issues, but the idea that he's terrible is, I said Friday, in fact, I asked him to find it for me, that Cousins was a better quarterback than Carson Wentz, and the Vikings were going to win. So, there, take that.
Go back to Phil Fleck for a minute.
Yes.
He'd leave here in a heartbeat, wouldn't he, for something like Southern Cal?
Yeah, they're paying him a lot of money.
Are they?
He's already high threes, right?
I think so.
I think, yeah, and they'd give him more.
I get the impression, too, he wants to kind of build something here before he leaves. Don't
but he
you?
Does. Ultimately, he wants to leave, doesn't he?
Oh, sure.
Yeah
but it'll be a good job. The trouble is Southern Cal is not notorious for paying huge amounts of money. Hmm. I mean, they have
that why Pete Carroll left?
No, he left because the NCAA was chasing him down
the
street.
Oh, that's what it was.
He left for the same reason Clem did. He was being pursued the same reason Musselman did in 75. I think I'll take that San Diego sales job before. Mussie knew he was in trouble when the NCAA had an investigator move to town.
The PGA, in my estimation, has really fouled up.
By getting
the season over too soon.
Yes.
There was nothing to look forward to going into September and October. And now you've got fields of players. None of us have ever heard them.
They had a big shootout yesterday between three guys nobody
never heard of. And I know everybody.
Joe Stansbury could have won that tournament. Yeah.
and it's a fairly significant event, the Houston Open.
Yes, and they moved, but the fall schedule is now like, eight events. You got to play the tour championship at the end. I said tour pretty good, didn't I?
No, you didn't. You said tour.
Okay.
It's tour.
You haven't changed.
No, I thought it was a little better. No. I thought it was somewhere between really rotten.
Well, what's between tour and tour?
Tour?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, playing it at the end of August is still not going to get you to, like, huge TV ratings. Mm-hmm. Your golf fans are going to watch it, whatever it is. Football fans don't watch golf, okay?
Right.
So it was ridiculous, and it should be. Plus, the other thing is, you're now playing in Atlanta at the end of August, where you got an 80% chance of having at least one day that it's thunderstormed out, as basically happened this time. It's hot, it's humid, and miserable. You play there in the fall. The leaves are just starting to change. It's beautiful.
Is there any off-season at all now?
Yes.
Two weeks?
About the middle of November.
There is.
They stop, and then. But the season is now.
The season's under. These are new FedEx points being garnered.
Yes, yeah. You got eight or nine of the next year's schedule played already.
Already?
Yeah, it's dumb. It's ridiculous.
I don't like it.
I don't
know. No, I'd like it in a calendar year. Boom.
Yes. We all would, but and next year we have one of the dumbest things that's ever been invented, Olympic golf. Mm-hmm. So that screws up the whole schedule too. They got to sneak in another tournament.
Where are we for that?
The hell, I think we're in Japan, aren't we? Where are the next Olympics?
There's too many Olympics for me to
keep track. Next Olympics, I thought was.
I liked it when it was every 4 years.
Yes, and let winter and summer play them together. Yep. I would play them within a few months.
Although you recall those scenic water shots in Brazil. Remember when they had crap floating bodies?
Tokyo in 2020.
Tokyo.
Ooh.
Yeah, that doesn't do much for me.
That might be expensive housing.
I think so.
I think they stay in hotels now. They don't stay in insane asylums like I did in Sydney. Yeah. The ex-insane asylum.
Didn't you share a room with the guy there?
No, well, he was in the next room, but we shared a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
And he was older then than I am now.
Hey, buddy, you almost done in there. I really got to go. And I'm
a courtesy flush. Trying to
he
sleep
was a
here.
Finlander. He was a Finlander, and he wouldn't win a medal. For urinating accuracy, I'll tell you.
He couldn't hit the target. No, couldn't hit the target.
It was a normal size, but every time I went in there,
look out.
I had to say,
look out.
I wonder if he was washing his hands or he just peed all over the floor. It was one of the two.
Get a towel.
Yeah, it was brutal. Well, yeah, you had to have your own towel.
You have a caller?
Yes, we do have a caller. If you guys want to, do you want to take
calls?
How
did a caller get our number?
Rob, I tweeted it out.
It's just been tweeted out.
Okay.
Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't really have a sports question. My question is, how do I get unblocked by Pat?
What did you do? What did you do?
You know, it was about 2 years ago. I don't even recall anymore.
What would you say it was? Was it
can I guess?
Utter stupidity? What was it?
Trees at Target Field.
No, that was
I think
ago.
I asked you to stick to sports or something.
Yes,
like that.
That's it. My number one blocking thing now is stick to sports. Nobody cares. Right. When somebody says, nobody cares about that, and then I, as a favor, I block you so you never have to read something like that again. See? I'm doing you a favor.
I appreciate it. Also, how much longer do we have with Parise and Ryan Suter?
13-year contracts.
While they're winning?
No, but they're not a reason they are winning, which
no,
was the right. entire plan. But they got 6 years left.
6 years.
But it gets pretty cheap the last two or three years. It's only $1 million or something.
Good.
Oh, that's some change.
Well, you're the first caller to Monday Night Sports Talk.
Way to go.
You are.
I'm very honored.
Thank you.
Next week's Sports Hero of the Week.
You know, I tried to look up on my Twitter.
See ya. Bye. Thank
you.
I tried to look up on my Twitter account who I have blocked to kind of review to see if I should unblock some of them, but I can't figure out how to do it. So
Kenny's an expert on that. You should ask him.
Well, I know, but he blocks people for no reason. I have a reason. You know,
I love that the first call he said, well, I don't really have a sports question.
Right. Can we go
welcome aboard.
Yes. Can we go to Tim? Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, I wonder if I get the time in the temp.
Okay.
Okay.
Nope.
That's for
nope.
That's
we'll cut him off right away.
What was that?
No, that's just an old drop he
That's
played.
An old drop I played when well, these are the good ones.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you guys are back on the air.
Thank
hey,
you.
Guys, I'm on the air.
I
was wondering if I could get the time and the temp.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I could get the time and the temp.
Here was one of my tweets this week. The other day.
What do you
Saturday.
Do, print them out?
Yeah, I've printed this one out because we've learned two things emphatically in the last 18 hours. One, Phil Flex golfers have improved greatly from September to October. And two, Ghost football heads remain the easiest fan base to agitate since Julio Ojeda Zapata introduced Twitter to Minnesota.
That's right.
And he did, the St. Paul paper.
Yep. How do you print out a tweet?
I capture it and put it on a Microsoft Word.
Or a Portillo's receipt.
Never mind. I'm never going to try it. Never going to do
right,
it.
Right, Joe, I highly recommend you don't.
No, I'm not going to.
By the way, sad, sad news this week. Max Cherry died.
Who's Max Cherry?
Robert Forster in Jackie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Bail Bondsman. In Jackie Brown, one of the great characters of all time, and well named to Max Cherry. And in fact, Tarantino, by putting him in that role, basically revitalized his career. And he kept working. He had brain cancer, and it didn't last too long. He didn't last too long, maybe a couple of months after that. But God, I love that movie, Jackie Brown. It was to
me. Well, you like anything that Elmore Leonard would do.
Yeah, yeah. To me, it's Tarantino is the most underrated movie.
We're going to the
Max Cherry made it work, man.
We're going to go to the Bistro now on Hennepin Avenue, and that winning football coach is about to speak.
Because the corners came back in. To it yesterday about how much you worked on third downs this week. You know, what were the areas of emphasis going into that game, and what made you as successful as you were on defense?
Well, we put a couple new things in, a couple new looks for them, you know, try to make it a little bit cloudy for the quarterback, and then get to some other areas in coverage. And really, the guys did a good job, but I think the disguise part and adding a couple different wrinkles in there helped.
Along that line, he had Everson lined up in the A gap, I think, on Kendrick's sack. What does moving him inside do to an offense as they're trying to account for protections?
Well, we probably know which way the center's going to turn. That helps. So,
a little smart.
Just another move.
Just a little coach.
Mike Demeal has 46 sacks, the most ever in the NFL by a kid under 25 years old. Is he the best, youngest?
The sexy sound of typing in the background.
Somebody told me that day before the game that if he's got a sack that he would do that. But I don't know, DeMarcus Ware's pretty good too. But Nell's talented. And he's still got a lot of room to grow. I think he can continue to get better and better and better.
Hendricks, fifth year, now here. Does he have more responsibility now, or is there anything more that he's sort of capable of than?
He thinks he's got a lot more responsibilities.
A little chuckling in the room. Lounge singer working the room.
Well, early in the game, he wasn't very good in coverage a couple times.
Bill Murray at the Catskills.
Like Adam said, he was back to the rookie Eric Kendricks. And then he settled down. He got back to playing really well. So. He just has to stay disciplined in his coverage. But we're asking him to do a lot of things because he's a talented guy. He can cover, he can run, get sideline to sideline. So we ask him to do a lot of things.
You're not a pro football focus fan.
No, I'm not.
They have him ranked as the number two linebacker in all the NFL. I mean,
yes.
Okay.
I was excited about that.
Never heard that.
Pump. Season. I mean, do you feel he is or not?
I don't know. It's way too early to worry about that stuff.
Coach, what were your thoughts on how Rashad did when he came in and just the unit being able to continue working together without dropping off?
Who's I thought Rashad did well. You know, he's been working both right and left, and so it was good to see him go in there and go on the other side. And you know, he's a guy that's played a lot of games for us, so it's
how much
really
more can we dig?
That's it. I think we're done.
You don't learn anything.
No.
That's the hardest job in sports radio.
He chuckled when they brought up their Pro Football Focus. So. But
he's the best player on the team, by the way.
He's been listening to this because he used Cloudy. There would be no other reason for him to use Cloudy.
Whoa,
this
that music, was a Royce-like gas
attack. This music says Cloudy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I can't believe this is only my third Diet Coke of the day. I can't believe that I would have a Ricey-like guest deck. But on Monday Night Sports Talk, I think
it's a tradition.
You can do that. You can get away with that.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Okay. Washington, D.C.
Yep.
In need of two victories. And it will have a World Series for the first time since 1933.
When the Griffiths owned it.
The Griffiths owned the team, and the Senators came in with the American League in 1901. I think they went by a different name briefly, but then they became the Senators. Actually, there was a time when they were officially the Washington Nationals Baseball Club, but everybody called them the Senators, so they were the Senators. 24, they won it. 25, they went when Walter Johnson was the star, and then 33... They went back. That team was 99-55. That was a great team. The highest winning percentage in the 119 years of the franchise. But they did have that 33-year absence. But I love the fact that maybe they can get a World Series game.
I wonder what's on the site of the old park. I wonder if that's a government building now.
I don't know. The the old, old park, Griffith Stadium, mm-hmm. or the one that they played in later, the second time, D.C. Stadium, RFK.
Well, I know about RFK.
D.C. The old one, I don't know, but I can get a hold of Clark Griffith and ask him. I bet he knows.
You know what was on Twitter the other day? I saw Mazeroski's home run.
Yes, and they got a little...
Forbes Field.
Yes.
That was a nifty park.
They got a little... They got a little, I think, panel right where the ball, it's out in the middle of a park somewhere, and it's just a little panel of the hunk of wall where the home run went.
Oh, wow. But that was up on a hill in a neighborhood in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
As opposed to down on the riverfront where it is now.
Yes, yes. And certainly, they said it was a great ballpark and a great World Series. And, you know, I don't have to repeat the story about Maz sliding into second drunk at we did that last week, Met Stadium. So we hate to repeat stories. We've never done that on this show. You did not see the John Wayne story. I'm very disappointed.
I did not.
Where's your staff?
Well, you're looking at him.
John Wayne, of course, well-known graduate of Southern Cal. Mm-hmm. I think he played football, right?
Did he really?
I thought he did. Marion something is his name.
Right.
Marion.
Isn't he from Iowa?
I don't know. He must have went out there during the Dust Bowl or something and because he went to Southern Cal.
Marion Michael Morrison.
Mm-hmm. Where was he born?
He was born in Winterset, Iowa.
Boy, are you smart. Yep. You know, some people don't give you proper credit.
I save the smart for sports talk, as you well know. Yes. I'm the dumb guy
in
GL.
Winterset, Iowa, that's it can't be a big, big burg.
It sounds like a place that would have covered bridges.
Sounds like a place where if mom had the baby at home, that's where it sounds like if they put that at the doc's office in town.
It is southwest of Des Moines by probably 40, 50 miles.
Okay. I think it's covered bridge territory.
Probably.
So it's going to be close to the Nebraska border.
But, you know, they've apparently in 2012 or so, they put up this little tribute to him with movie posters and blah, 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 and you know, John.
How about a statue? We got a statue?
I don't think we got a statue. I think we got a room.
All right.
And, you know, the John Wayne room. Because do they have performing arts there?
I'm sure they do.
Time out. May I interrupt for 1 second?
School. Yes.
Winterset is a city in the county seat of Madison County,
the
Iowa.
Bridges of Madison County.
And you know what? They got covered bridges pictured. I mean, this is the wizard.
And if you're properly good looking, you can sneak over and screw around with a housewife when the husband isn't home.
Man, you'd think that kind of info would result in a Marconi.
Yes.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
Huh? You just keep thinking.
Yeah. So
John Wayne at Southern
Cal. They have
Cal.
Uncovered a Playboy interview from long, long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
Who does this homework?
I don't know, but he was a very conservative fellow, as we all know. And he had some stuff that didn't play well in 2019, including the Indians were being selfish, and that's why we had to, you know, take away their land.
They didn't want to share the land.
Because there was a lot of they didn't want to share the land.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And stuff like that. Well, there's a student group, the same type of student group that's trying to find out if Kaufman was a forward-thinking individual 85 years ago. But they want to get rid of the John Wayne thing at Southern Cal.
They will.
Southern Cal is in we will listen to them mode.
Well, of course they are.
Yes.
That's a private school, you know.
Yes, I know it is.
UCLA is the public school.
Yes, yes. People don't realize that, but Southern Cal is a...
aren't they in the midst of a huge controversy right now at
USC? Well, yeah, the payoffs to get their students, to get their daughters and Felicity.
Because they fired Swan, right? The athletic director.
Yes, yeah. But then the other controversy is the one that they were in getting the kids into school. And they're, Miss Huffman's doing 3 months in jail or something, isn't she, for bribery and stuff like that?
You could look at anybody of the John Wayne era.
You could
dig up anything you want.
I was trying to get Katie last night. She was watching, what's that Tom Hanks movie about the the British Thieves, the remake of an Alec Guinness movie. What the hell?
I'll find it.
Not the Man on the Bridge.
No. It's a silly,
I don't know.
It's a silly thing. Anyway, it's one of the Ealing Studios comedies of Britain that were after World War II.
Greyhound?
No.
That's the new one. Greyhound's the new one.
No. Something from 12 years ago. One of his movies from 12 years ago. They're little crime movies and stuff like that. And we were watching the trailer for one of these, and in Britain, throwing around the N-word left and right,
really?
You know, in 1949 or something like that. And I don't know if that means Alec Guinness has got to give back his Academy Award or not.
Might.
But anyway, you still haven't found it.
Forrest Gump.
No.
No, Tom Hanks. Okay, Saving Private Ryan, Greyhound, Beyond All Boundaries is 2009.
No, 2002.
2002? Forrest Gump? I don't have the whole list here. Give me some time.
Give us the calls.
Yeah, anybody else know that?
This is a tradition.
That experiment really worked.
This is a tradition. This is a tradition.
Find it out here.
We're going to have to.
More importantly, why do we care?
Yeah, well, I just want
to finish your story.
Well, we care now because we can't think of the name of the movie, and I can't, you know, I got to drive home, and I got to concentrate, but I can't do that if I can't think.
Why couldn't you remember the movie?
A bleeping movie. Yes. Anyway.
While we're still looking.
I can't imagine this can be that difficult.
No, it can't be.
Let me give you some history that I just saw on Twitter. 95 years ago today, Babe Ruth played with the Minneapolis amateur champion Oddfellows in an exhibition game at Nicollet Park.
Oh, cool.
He hit two home runs, including one that cleared Nicollet Avenue and drove in six runs in an 8-5 Oddfellows win.
That ballpark was very favorable to a left-handed hitter, too, because it was 270.
Remind me, where was it situated?
Right on Nicollet and...
You know where the Walmart is on Nicollet?
It's on Lake.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah. In that neighborhood.
Okay.
Okay. Tom Hanks, blah, blah, blah. The Lady Killers.
There we go.
The Lady Killers.
I got it right here.
Yeah, no, you don't. You don't. Hey, the Nicollet Park, I was there a couple of times. The President's Cafe was across the street, and the right field fence was so shallow that he would lose a window or two a week from home runs.
Wow.
They'd go crashing in there to the President's Cafe, which was the Lake Street version of a upscale restaurant.
I never was at that park.
I was at, nor were you ever at Lexington.
Nor was I was at Midway.
You were at Midway, yes, the original Midway. But I was at Lexington with my Uncle Frank, and then Lexington, it was shallow and left.
Yep.
And there was the Coliseum, which I believe was a roller rink, was behind the left field fence there.
The Coen brothers, that was the, they did the Lady Killers.
They did the remake, yes.
Yep.
They did not do the 1951 version.
No, they did the 2004.
Much better. The Brit ones are much better.
Yeah. Did you have to sit next to Sid yesterday at the Vikings game, or did you stay home?
I don't go to the Viking games. I stopped writing on for Mondays several years ago, and since they built the Ziggy, I've been to two high school football games, two Gopher baseball games, and the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't go to week.
Wow.
No, I went to the Bears. I went to the Bears stinkeroo last year when they didn't make the playoffs. So I've been there six times. Boy, Joe, you got to get in there.
I got it.
It is so overbuilt.
Yep.
It is unbelievable. They spent $300 million they didn't have to spend.
I've been there for a high school football game and for a home show, one of those trade shows. It's huge.
They got this on the, if you're driving on 6th Street towards St. Paul, and right near the entrance, they have this brush, which I'm sure they call prairie grass, right?
Right.
Have you seen that right there? As I said the other day on Twitter, good place to throw the dead songbirds.
Absolutely.
The cleanup guy in the morning just tosses them
in there.
And
have we had any bird reports from the Ziggy?
Well, not since Royce quit tweeting out photos of birds in the parking lot back here.
That one poor bird I found dead downtown about six blocks from the – they got a day that it was 150 below zero, and I took a picture of it. Said, another dead bird, even though they all look the same. Boy, that bird looks familiar.
There's an ongoing joke on Twitter today about the big bird that lost yesterday in U.S. Bank Stadium, the Philly. The Eagles.
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody's being real clever with that today.
Yeah. I'm unaware of that.
Yeah. The
Viking fans are, they're paranoid and they're okay. They're not nearly as much fun as Gopher fans.
Well, that's because we're all expecting to lose at some point. You know, we can't get our hopes
sports.
Up.
In both sports, that's right.
And here, by the way, I thought I had you figured out with your sports person today. You're going to go with Mike Lynn in honor of the 30th anniversary of the Herschel trade.
When was that?
Was it either yesterday or Saturday? I can't remember.
Okay, because somebody was tweeting about it.
Yeah.
And I
Lynn was a great gift to the sports rating.
Great gift.
I said this.
Go ahead.
I said this, Joe, that if not making the Herschel trade meant not having Mike Lynn for 16 or 17 years. No way I'm making that trade. Right. He was the greatest. The only guy to ever call up on the morning he got the turkey of the year and say, it's about time.
That's wonderful. Because he got it. Whatever it is, he got it.
Oh, he did. He knew that if he could either turn it into a feud and then you'd keep going after him or keep it good-natured, and he kept it good-natured. But the one I love telling about him is, hey, Ricey, come out. You got to come out. I got a story for you. I got a column for you. You got to write this column. And it's this heartfelt story about a kid who was getting a tryout with the Vikings. And, hey, this kid, underdog story, he was just a guy they invited out. And he sold me this column. I wrote the column. 2 days later, he calls up and says, yeah, my daughter's in the wedding. That guy's marrying my daughter's best friend marrying him. She's in the wedding. So I told him I'd get him a column.
Played you, didn't
he? Revenge for the turkey in the air.
Is Bob there? Bob?
Hey, it's Bob Nelson.
Yes, hi.
Hey. I just got out of the eye appointment. My son told me to call you.
How you doing, Bobby? Good to talk to you.
He told me if I had a sports question, so I do have a sports
question. Okay, let's go, Bob.
Here we go, Bobby.
You may be the only Bob Nelson in Minnesota, but go ahead. Yeah.
Right. The only one in White Bear Lake.
Okay. I'm having really serious flashbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Bob.
Bob, what's your question?
Why do they have the bye weeks set up the way they do? Why wouldn't they have the NFC take week 8 and the AFC take week 9?
Who wants to take that, Joe or Pat?
I have no idea.
Bob, I think you made a very good point, and
I guess I would be very upset if I had week 3 or week 4 off. Yep.
Yes, the Packers got that. The Vikings have the advantage of a late bye week. I think it's unfair.
I just think it's kind of silly.
Yep. Okay. How did the eye appointment go?
How's that vision?
The 4-year-old grandson bopped me in the eye the other night.
Oh no. I hope you whacked a little SOB on the head.
Are you okay now?
Everything's good. I'm driving in the sun with dilated eyes.
All right. That's good.
And Bob the phone.
What kind of car so we can warn the listeners?
Thank you, Bob.
Hey, Bob, one more. It's 225 and 48 degrees.
Jeez. Wait a minute. This continues.
Pat wants
to give out the description of the car when people are listening to this at 6 p.m.
I was thinking that it might not do any good when it's, but you can't.
Let's take a vote.
That's what?
Are we going to keep giving out the phone number?
Hell yes. Oh, my God, yes. If we can get more Bobs to call in.
In fact, Bob checked in every week. We could see how his vision was going, what that little 4-year-old brat was up to, all that good stuff. Hey, I got a question for you. Here's my reverse question. My Gopher football attendance for students.
Mm-hmm.
They got a million other things on their minds. over there. They hang out with their buddies. They'd rather do that. They, you know, the modern student doesn't give a damn about that stuff at a big university like Minnesota. But another thing I think that is keeping them away is the half hour or 40 minute line for the search, for the pregame search. And I'm wondering, are they being allowed to bring in their flasks and their Mary Jane and all that good stuff? Or are they afraid if they go to the game, they might have their booze and marijuana confiscated? Not because you've went to some Mankato games, mm-hmm. and you guys might have sneaked in an alcoholic beverage.
They might have been our providers, the security team.
So I think that's another thing hurting.
It
them.
Could be. I also think, I mean, the weather was awful on Saturday
night.
Yes,
I know. But I think students just, they don't.
I don't think they care at a big university.
No, they don't.
Maybe a big isolated one like Notre Dame or
yeah. Notre Dame.
Yeah, but Wisconsin, well, of course,
yeah,
they're in
no,
Madison.
They're not. Their attendance isn't as good as it was.
Oh, really?
And the other thing is, if you've been down there, you look up at the stands where they're supposed to sit in the first quarter, and there's 2,000 people there. You look up in the second quarter, there's 20,000. You look up in the middle of the third quarter, there's still 2,000 again because they go back out drinking at halftime. So, you know, but they know how to do it. You know, they're there to drink. They don't care. Badger's good though.
Well, the telltale sign will be the Penn State home game, don't you think? I mean, if they don't have a sold out crowd, then there really is a problem.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think that students should be blamed for it because the university doesn't do anything to get them there. That's true. Give them lousy seats, and you know. Anyway,
you want more students at the ball game?
Oh, sure you do. To make noise. Make noise. That's you know, to get drunk and rowdy. That's. But I think you gotta let them have their drugs and alcohol. That's for sure.
All right.
That's the only reason to go to a game on a Saturday. That's my theory. What do you think?
That's your theory, and you're sticking to it.
That's right.
We're wrapping it up.
Oh, we should mention really quick. Two weeks from today.
We're going to do an appearance.
We're going to be live at Jack's Cafe, 3 o'clock.
What's the date?
That would be October 28th.
Oh, good, because
please tell me you're in town.
I've scheduled something out of town, but that's in November.
Are you taking Bob to his eye appointment?
No. Well, you know, because a lot of times some of those guys out there need to get their eyes checked.
You think so?
And, of course, you would.
Amazing the number of amateur ophthalmologists.
I hope Bob went to a guy who was an ophthalmologist instead of whatever the hell that other guy was.
Exactly.
Did Zimmer ever laugh at that, I hope?
Yes, he did.
Okay, good.
He was so happy that I made an ass out of myself. He couldn't stand it. And you know what? I don't blame him.
No, you would have laughed at you, too.
I would have laughed at me, too. I would have. Everybody laughed at me. And I deserved it.
All right, catch all the latest and greatest of Monday Night Sports Talk and Garage Logic at GarageLogic.com. GarageLogic.com. And stay tuned for more. We have more announcements concerning October 28th. Just stick around to Garage Logic, and we'll give you more data. If you want to listen to any other the Garage Logic podcasts, you can. Go to GarageLogic.com, find out all the features. And we'll be back next Monday for another version of Monday Night Sports Talk when that show drops at 6 o'clock. Catch you next time in the lounge.